G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
The recent floods in the state of Rio Grande do Sul, located in southern Brazil, are directly attributed to the ongoing global climate crisis. Climatologists underscore that these devastating occurrences are not isolated incidents, but rather part of a pattern of extreme phenomena impacting numerous regions worldwide in recent years. Experts stress that the issue extends beyond heavy rainfall, encompassing also the prevalence of extreme droughts observed globally, thus emphasizing the breadth and frequency of these climatic events. Since taking on the G20 presidency last year, Brazil has signaled to fellow member countries its commitment to prioritizing the climate agenda in the forum's international cooperation meetings. In response to one of the most severe flooding crises in Rio Grande do Sul, the Brazilian government has taken swift action, implementing emergency measures and substantial investments to alleviate damages and support the affected population. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has authorized the allocation of resources amounting to $12 billion in this initial relief phase. Another significant announcement entails that all families directly impacted by the climatic catastrophe in the state will receive a transfer of $972 from the federal government to replace equipment and other lost goods due to the effects of heavy rainfall in the region. Brazilian Army Colonel Fabiano Simon, head of social communication for Operation Taquari 2, asserts that the armed forces have played a pivotal role in the affected areas. The colonel says, regarding air support, there have been over 800 operations encompassing rescues of individuals and animals, transportation of medications, and delivery of essential health supplies. In support of civil defense efforts, there have been over 17,000 operations, including rescue missions, transportation of displaced persons, and distribution of supplies to rescue facilities. The Joint Command consists of more than 13,000 military personnel who have contributed to rescuing over 68,000 people and 10,000 animals. In collaboration with various agencies, the Joint Command operates 900 vehicles, 56 engineering units, 49 aircrafts, 140 vessels, 5 multi-purpose ships, and 8 field hospitals. With 2.1 million people affected across 450 municipalities, the federal government remains actively engaged, executing a range of initiatives in response to the emergency. These efforts are coordinated by various ministries and governmental agencies. This is Pedro Sardinha, reporting from the G20 Newsroom in Brasília.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.